Hi, my name is Lauren Plummer, and today I'll be interviewing Kirsten. I chose to interview Kirsten because she's very close to my roommate, but I do not know her that well, and so I thought I'd get to know her better. Kirsten, where are you from?
I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay, where in Pennsylvania?
York. It's like an hour and a half south of Philly.
Okay. How long have you lived in Pennsylvania?
I've lived there my whole life up until I came to college.
Okay, so you've like never moved around then?
No, I never did.
Okay. So you haven't lived anywhere else, and then how does Pennsylvania compare to Mississippi?
Pennsylvania is just a lot less rich, I'd say. Even though Mississippi is considered the poorest state, I don't know if it's because we're at the college here, but it seems like everyone has money, and that I don't have. And people care a lot less about like what they wear, like how they look in general.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Like, even being from Texas, people here seem like really rich, and like even if they aren't, they still act like they do.
Yeah, it's like almost a beauty pageant.
A beauty pageant 24/7. So what are your religious beliefs?
I'm atheist.
Okay. Like, walk me through that, because I'm Christian, so it's kind of hard to understand.
I just don't really believe in like Christianity or all that. I have explored other religions, looked through all of them, and I just really don't believe any of it. I kind of feel like we're just here. But I was raised Catholic, like, my whole life. My family's a very Catholic family, just still in everything we do. I'm the youngest of four. Everything we do is very Catholic. And I think seeing the Catholic Church, like, go crazy as I was growing up, like, my sister married her Sunday school teacher, and there were a lot of, like, rape charges from little boys in my area. Like, it all just got so messy, so I just really felt like that, you know, this isn't, like, truly what anything should be. Like, I just think we're here, and we're making this up.
Okay, so, like, a lot of the reason you're atheist is because of your, like, personal experiences?
Yes.
Okay, so are your sisters...
I guess senior year, I kind of got into drugs a little bit, and they started putting me in, like, weird thought processes where I was thinking about the world from totally different angles, and that really took me from not really liking my religion to just being straight atheist.
Okay, so your sisters, you have two, right?
I have two sisters.
Are both of them super religious?
Oh, crazy religious. It's ridiculous, yes.
Okay, so does that kind of affect the reason you're atheist, too?
It kind of steers me away from it sometimes because they make good points, but then sometimes they talk to me and they just sound absolutely ridiculous and I can't handle it.
Okay, so have you, like, tried to listen to what they have to say? Like, actually, like, really tried?
Yeah, I have really tried. Growing up, I took Sunday school very seriously, mm-hmm. and I tried to, like, do well on all my tests. I'm confirmed. I'm a full member of the church. It just, something fell off in the last year or two.
Okay, well.
Well, you were raised very Baptist, is that what it is?
Yeah, my mom was, like, Southern Baptist, and my dad was Catholic, so now we're Methodist. Mm. So, but
that's
I've kind of had a background of both, so it's just interesting hearing how you were Catholic and then became atheist.
Like, maybe if I would have had a little Baptist, I would have been okay, but...
Maybe, but Catholics do go really hard, so it's kind of really weird that you are atheist. So then, did your parents, like... Were they, like, super upset when they found out you were atheist?
They didn't. We've never directly talked about it. My mom's figured it out, and so about every Sunday when I'm home, she comes into my room on Sunday morning and tries to get me to go, and I just say no. But my dad leaves it alone.
And then, like, your sisters, do they try to pressure you to go?
Yes, they do. My oldest sister is the mom of two, and she will use her kids as, like, leverage to try to get me to go. Like,
use them
to be like, if you want to hang out with the kids, you can come to church on Sunday kind of thing.
Does it ever work?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then your sister who married the Sunday school teacher, mm-hmm. do they try to get you to go?
No. I usually don't talk to them because the husband freaks me out so much, but my sister and I will meet for dinner every once in a while.
Oh, okay. So then, how do you stand on political matters?
I'm Democratic.
Okay, so growing up in, like, Pennsylvania, do you think that's what has influenced you to become Democratic?
Yeah, probably, mostly because the friends that I made there throughout high school and, like, growing up, they were very Democratic, like, okay. their families and just their lives, and I've, like, heard a lot of their sides of the story along mm-hmm. with Republicans, and it's just really pushed me in that direction.
Okay. See, that's interesting, because, like, in Texas, everybody's, like, Republican, and it's, like, weird if you're Democratic, so coming to, like, college for me has been, like, really eye-opening because you do hear, like, both sides for everything. And I just see where people come from, but it's still, like, easier for me to lean on the Republican side. So that's just interesting. And then do you think, like, being an atheist and Democratic, like, people look at you differently down here?
Democratic, yes, definitely, because most people down here are very Republican, even though some are kind of swaying because mm-hmm. it's college, but it is very Republican. Democratic thoughts aren't said a lot, and I don't tell people usually that I'm atheist because it's, we're down south, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, this is a very, God is here, like, for them, and I don't want to disrespect anyone's personal beliefs on a daily basis or anything.
Right. And then when you, like, say that you're Democratic or atheist or whatever, do people, like, look at you differently or treat you differently?
Democratic, up north, it's just, like, normal. Like, people would treat me differently if I said I was Republican. That's, like, what you don't want to be, like, where I'm from. But atheist, yes, people definitely give me weird looks. Like, I have less morals or something. But I learned all the morals growing up. I was raised religious. I just don't believe in God. It's himself.
Right. And then, when you, like, normally hang out with people, do you, like, tend to gravitate towards those who are similar to you or different, or, like, do you not really know until you get to know them?
I usually gravitate to people who are similar to me, like, socially, mm-hmm. but when it comes to, like, Democrat or, like, any of that, I really don't care, and, like, we'll get to know each other and sometimes be the same, sometimes be complete opposites. It's not as big a part of my life.
Right. Like, this is really weird, like, interviewing you because we're completely opposite.
I know.
But, like, we get along really, really well.
I know.
We're together.
In your room all the time.
Yeah, it's just really weird. So, that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you.
I found it very interesting that Kirsten and I got along so well because our upbringings are obviously very different. Even though we are completely different, I do not look at her any differently because she's an atheist. This has been a very eye-opening experience because this shows that identity on the inside really does not have to be shown or told if you do not want it to be. Your identity can appear differently on the outside than it actually is, and I think that is what has been the most eye-opening. From this, I learned that you can go a whole 6 months without knowing someone's inner identity and still feel closer than normal.